Shir number 16. Continuing the Chayvus HaLevavos and the benefits of the Baal Bitachon has in Olam Hazeh. Now we're going to come to a paragraph that is going to need a lot of iyun, and I think it's going to take us a few shiurim to actually go through properly. But let's read it first. V'achas hatayal is he, and one of the benefits of a Baal Bitachon, שיש לה ביתך בהשם מנוחס הנפש והגוף מהעבודות הכבדות. He has מנוחס הנפש, he has tranquility from the heavy, hard, back-breaking works והמלוכס המייפס את הגוף, and different types of work, labor, that tire him, tire his body. ואין הוא לוט ליאס קרוב למלכוס. And he doesn't need, he's not chasing after being close to the malchus, being close to the government, buttering up politicians to have what we call protexia. Dover haderish isnagus benimuse malchus. This is something that requires him to become accustomed with how they work in the government, be accustomed to royalty. When someone comes too close to politicians or to royalty, other people get jealous and they try to damage him. And therefore, they try to cause him damage. The Beteach Ba'Hashem doesn't need that. Why should he pick something that's mechayev him to do something that might be damaging to his guf? Beteach Ba'Hashem. The Beteach Ba'Hashem chooses from amongst all the different professions. As hamiktsoya shenoisin legufay hachi harbe menucha, that he gives his body rest. The profession that's going to let him not be too exhausted, not be too much for him. Umakne loy es Hashem atoyv biyoser. And not only that, it's going to be a job. It's going to be a job that's going to give him the best name possible. Umatrid hachipachos es machshavosav. And it's going to be the job that is not going to take over his own mind with the least or the minimal amount of tirda in his mind. Miktsoya hamatim biyoser lechayvoy shetirosama tilalov uliyaser ekroinos amunasai. And it's going to be a job that is going to enable him to fulfill his obligations that the Torah gives to him. Davening, learning, chesed, staka, and all other ikrei hoemuna. Mivnei shehu maimin shehem tzoyi shodam isparnes al yodoy loy moisif loy amasha kotzuf loy. Why is he able to do this? Because a true Baal Bitachon understands that the medium that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person, Parnasa, will not give him any more than he's supposed to get. Hashem has decided how much you're going to make. It's not the job that's going to make the money for you more or less. Like the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of a person everywhere. Now, let's talk about this paragraph for a few moments. Chayvas HaLevavos is telling us that a person should take a job that is easy. And have bitachon that Hashem can and will support us no matter what hishtadlus we put in. Now let's think about this for a moment. Before, let's give a hakdama. The Mishnah teaches that one should teach his son a profession that is nikiya vikala. It's a Mishnah in the end of Kedushin. Clean and simple. Now, what does clean and simple mean? Teach your son a trade that is clean and simple. So clean means, number one, physically clean. And number two, it means spiritually clean. Free of averus, pritzus, gezel, other temptations. Now, if you're looking for a trade that is physically clean, a person doesn't get soiled and dirty like in a tannery, and spiritually clean, pretty much limits the field of choice significantly. But the point is that a person has to learn that the jobs that he's going to consider will allow him to serve Hashem the most. Serve Hashem the most. And that's what easy means. Clean means that it shouldn't be, you shouldn't have the temptations of Averis. And easy means, doesn't mean necessarily mamish easy of doing nothing, but it means a job that will not take over your mind all day and will not distract you from spirituality, not distract you from your chayvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Mishnah continues, one should daven to Hashem for support, because in every profession there are rich people and there are poor people. Hashem, and not the job, determines and provides the sustenance. You know, you could have, chas v'shalom, a person who works extremely hard, brings home a large salary, but he doesn't believe in Hashem. He thinks he himself is the determiner of his own financial success. And he's very smug, and he's very happy, and he's batuach in his wealth. And what happens one day? A friend tells him, I have a great, brilliant broker for you to invest your money in. His name is Bernie Madoff. The rest is history. You know, a doctor once said, God, don't tell me how much I can make. I have a $300,000 salary per year. And Hashem replied to him, no problem. But the malpractice suit for the lady who claimed that you caused a scar on her face is going to be pretty expensive, especially when your insurance is going to find a clause that you're solely responsible for it. There's no guarantees in life. There's no guarantees in life. So a person has to be a betach b'Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for him. Now, a person has to make a shtadlus. If Hashem even though Hashem determines the amount of parnasa, so you'll say, why do you have to work? Hashem's giving us. Hashem doesn't want a world of batlonim. Adam la'amal yulad. A person has to put it in his ishtalus. And he has to do his best in his ishtalus. And again, this is one of the balances of bitachin, emuna, and ishtalus. A person has to put in his ishtalus to the best of his ability. But he has to know that the parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean to have an easy job? It doesn't mean chas v'shalom to cut corners. It means a job that does not sap all of your time and all of your energy. If a job takes all your time and all your energy, you don't have time to learn Torah. You don't have time to learn Torah. You don't have time to daven. You don't have time to do chesed. You don't have the time to be oisik and ruchnius. That's what an easy job means. Easy job means a job that allows you to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you need to. It's not just about earning the money. When a person chooses a profession, it's not just about the statistics about how much money the profession brings in. You have to also look at how free you will be to be able to learn Torah, how free you will be able to be to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the beginning here of the perspective on work that the Chayvus HaLevavos is giving us.